and he is here to talk to us today. Give it up for Reverend Johnson.
This is a great day. We are on the front end of a great movement that will transform this nation. And I know that because I've listened to some powerful women already who lifted up the plight of themselves, their children, their family, the disabled, the LGBTQ plus community. And not only did they lift up their plight, they spoke with power about transforming the nation. I don't even know why I'm up here. I've heard some troubling facts about the abuse of power. We've heard the results of flawed structures and systems that promote injustice and poverty in many forms. But I want to say to you today, the most important thing that we have heard, that we heard the heart and the pain of our sisters as they laid out their plight. And so we come to say that our sister, our people are hurting, and it's gone on far too long. And so we come in the great tradition of the nonviolent movement of the 60s and the Moral Monday movement. We come neither as Democrats or Republicans, neither as conservatives or liberal, neither as left or right. We have come to Raleigh, to the state capitals in 39 states, to challenge the narrative that the own voices that are not heard should be heard. We are part of the huddled masses, and we're still yearning to be free. And we intend to be heard. We have some challenges to face in North Carolina, where 48% of the people are poor, and the richest 1% in North Carolina are expected to receive 26% of the benefits of the new federal tax law. By 2017, the tax cut for the 1% is expected to be $4,970, while the bottom 20%, that is the poor, are expected to pay an additional $280. This is obscene, and it cannot be tolerated. One more statistical fact: North Carolina contributes to the country's endless wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and beyond $122 billion since 2001. That money could have been used to create 97,000 jobs in the clean industry industry. That money could have been used to cover the cost of Medicaid for 1,600,000 people. Something is wrong in North Carolina. Something is wrong in these United States. Yes, we've come to change the narrative, but we've also come to build power, city by city, state by state, until we have sufficient power to bend the moral lock of this nation and lead us out of this poverty rut into the land of plenty. Brothers and sisters, I was told that we are already 20 minutes late, and I was told to cut as much as I can, and I can cut. Therefore, I want you to pay attention to the demands that I will not read here. I will read just a couple of them. The Poor People's Campaign, a national call for moral revival, makes the following demands. We demand that the wealthy and the corporations pay their fair share of our country's urgent need. We demand the repeal of the 2017 federal tax law and the reinvestment of those funds into social programs that help all. We demand a change in the current poverty standards. We demand equal pay for equal work. We demand equity in education, ensuring that every child has a high quality education. We demand that the wealthy corporations pay their fair share as it relates to affordable housing, public education, and a robust safety net. We demand equality and safety of all persons, regardless of sexual orientation. There are other demands, but we make these demands
Because everybody has a right to live. Anchored in love. Powered by a deep commitment. Aware of the fierce urgency and danger of now. Somebody has been hurting our people. And it's gone on far too long. Today we march. Today we lift up our voices. Today we commit our bodies as a living sacrifice. So let us move from this place together. Forward together. Forward together. God be praised. We're going to win because God is on our side.
Amen. It is time now to bring our demands of the Poor People's Campaign to the attention of the nation. People all across this country at this very moment is beginning to organize, to move into their state houses and demand, make these demands of the Poor People's Campaign. We can no longer be complacent. We can no longer be silent. The time has come for those who are called and those who are able to engage in nonviolent moral fusion, direct action. But before we move into that next phase of our witness on this day, we call upon the Reverend Dr. Sadler, Rodney Sadler, to offer a closing benediction. Dr. Sadler.
I'm not gonna. It just seems too early in the year for this.
It went from 60s to this.
Thank you so much,
guys. This is why I'm not growing lettuce this year. Didn't even try, you know.
Right.
So they're going to go in,
do whatever they
do. Child who is in need right now. We ask that you,
you don't know, I'm in trouble.
No, I tell me.
Loose lips.
Yeah, that's right.
We know that you are able. Lord, as we come to this crucial point in time, at this movement, we want to come together and say we're calling on you. We're calling on you as we address the needs of the poor. We have called them lazy, we have called them immoral, we have written them off, but we know that they are your people. That you have identified yourself with them. So as we come together, we want to lift up the widows. You call them widows, we call them husbandless mothers. We want to lift up the orphans, we call them fatherless children. We want to lift up the aliens. We have called them undocumented and illegal. We want to lift up those who are sick. We have denied them Medicaid expansion. We want to lift up those who are incarcerated. We've denied them second chances. We want to lift up all these people that we have written off and being released, but we know that they are near and dear to your heart. Let us never lose sight of the fact that they are your people. Let us never lose sight of the fact that we stand together. Let us never lose sight of the fact that we are called to work on all of your children's behalf. Lord, as we stand together, we commit ourselves to working for a better future. Grant us the gift of your Spirit that we might constantly stand, that we might walk together and never get weary, that we might keep on fighting and keep on struggling until a better world comes about. Lord, right now we have your children who stand before you to bear witness today, to surrender their bodies as those who will participate in civil disobedience. Be with them, Lord. Grant them the gift of your Spirit, Lord. Strengthen them for this struggle that is ahead, Lord. Let them know that they do not do anything in vain, because not only are we with them, but you are with them. So stand with us, Lord, that we might see a better world come to be by the sacrifices that are being made even in this moment. As we begin this movement, Lord, let this movement end in victory. Lord, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We come to you in the name of Allah. We come to you in the name of Elohim, Hashem. We come to you in the name of the Great Spirit. We come to you by many names, and in all names we are grateful to you. You are our God. You are our world vision. Let us bring forth your way in this world. It is by many names we call with you, and in all of them we remain grateful to you. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Sanders. Say, somebody's hurting our people.
Somebody's hurting our people.
And we're done standing with that.
We're done standing with that.
We are here to stand for justice, love.
We are here to stand for justice, love.
And for a moral America.
For a moral America.
Let's prepare for this direct action.
How you doing?
At this time, I'm going to ask all of you people right here to do this little bit of your time. Clergymen, I'm going to ask you to all come up and form a 2x10, 2x2, holding hands. Clergymen, 2x2, holding hands. Clergymen. Clergymen, 2x2, holding hands.
After
we're done. Okay.
My name is Eileen. She's here.
For
her, she's got on the hat.
Okay.
There she is. Okay.
Behind the clergy.
Hey.
Now I need everyone with the arm band. 2x2. Behind the clergy.
It is not participating in non-violent civil disobedience. It does not have an armband. I need you to form up right here on this empty spot of the sidewalk.
So that the people that follow them.
If you have a sign, give your signs. If you have one of the signs we distributed, give your signs to the folks standing over here.
The hell with that. Be over here. The People's Campaign. It's one of those more money things.
Oh, right.
They're getting ready to march over here. I'm not here, you didn't see me. I'm not here, you didn't see me.
Oh.
I have the day off, so you
know. Oh, okay, well, yeah. Rick, what are you doing here?
I'm doing this.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, sorry
for yeah, no problem. Hey.
I'll see you later.
Don't get in the shot.
Huh?
Don't get in the shot.
Everybody has a right to live. live. Everybody has the right to live. Everybody has the right to live. And before this campaign fails, we will all go down together. Everybody has the right to live.
Figure out what's going on here. Protesters are in a circle holding hands out in the middle of Jones Street, theoretically blocking traffic. The police have cordoned off both the Salisbury Street and the Wilmington Street side, so there's no traffic coming through anyway. There was an ambulance and a fire truck out here for somebody, I guess, had heat exhaustion or something. It's really hot out here today. Now there's a loose circle out in the middle of the street. I'd say there's probably about 100 people maybe holding hands. They're all wearing armbands. They've passed there earlier. They do a civil disobedience workshop in case somebody's going to get arrested. So I guess theoretically what's going to happen here is they're going to hang around out there until the cops start arresting them. You know, but it's not really like they're blocking any traffic because the street's closed off. So this, in a way, this is all carefully staged, but they're still going to arrest them, I suppose, because there's probably a good 30 uniformed Capitol Police and Raleigh City Police out here, a few plainclothes as well. So they're moving into the shade.
Whatever you say.
use for a cloudy day today. Could use some clouds today. Big silk or something like that.
Thank you. Lord, it's the light of my
Facebook.
I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
We're gonna let your body
turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. You'll let nobody turn me around. Keep on walking, keep on.
I'm here undercover.
Marching for the children, we shall not be moved.
See, we're supposed to be in the shade. They're supposed to be in the sun. That's the way it's supposed to be. So, Colin Campbell was right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So Chris Seward must have known. He just showed up right when he
right.
He's like, I don't forget the PR work.
He's in an air-conditioned office.
Yeah.